Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Stuff Magazine has released its 102 sexiest women in the world. I don't think it's of the year. It's like the 102 sexiest women in the world. With me is Chris Norton. Chris is a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California. I understand you're still at work, too, Chris.
I'm sorry?
I understand. Are you still at work, Chris?
Yes, sir. My boss, let me take a few minutes off to talk to you.
Chris, the reason why we wanted to talk to you and why we're talking to other young American men across the country is to get their take, I guess, is the best possible word to use on the emerging woman, the new celebrity, the new sex queens out there, and there are so many of them. And this magazine, this supplement from Stuff, certainly does show us some talented young ladies, doesn't it?
Well, I think that it does. I think the point that I'm more interested in making is what Mavis Leno, I think, has done to women and why it's been difficult for me and other men like me to sexually perform, I think, is what we're talking about. It's much more serious.
Well, you're talking about having a problem performing sexually?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
I think it's pretty obvious. I think American women, we've got 250 million people in this country. We got about 100 million women, and they could only find 102 that are sexy. And I think what that says is the American woman has been influenced by Mavis Leno.
And well, what has Mavis Leno done? All she did was talk about the Taliban.
Well, that's just the point. The Taliban, her whole campaign about a Taliban was about getting women to be less appealing to men, getting women to be more independent, getting women to be more free, more equal rights, and I don't have nothing against that. But in the process, women have become less sexy. And as a result, more and more men, such as myself, are having a hard time achieving erection because women are not as attractive as they were perhaps in 20 or 30 years ago. I mean, I'm only 28 years old, so I don't know, but I imagine that women in the 70s were way more attractive, and that the men in the 70s did not have the sexual problems of erections that men today do. And so what we're saying is that Mavis Leno and people like her have stripped the sexuality away from the American women, and as a result, women are not as attractive.
And because of that, you are sexually impotent?
I'm not saying I'm impotent. I'm saying it's more difficult, though, to get sexually aroused. Because
why? Because women are what? They're not as sexy?
Well, I mean, you said yourself, Mr. Henry, there's a magazine that has 102 sexy women. And we got 250 million women in the car. I mean, 100 million women in the country. What does that say? What it says is it is more difficult for the American man to get turned on by American women because they have been told to go out and get a job, go out and take off the makeup, go out and put on pants, wear army boots or whatever, and go in a construction job. And as a result, they don't emanate the sexuality that they used to. What I would like to say to all American women that might be listening to me right now, go pick up this magazine and look at these sexy women, because they are sexy. And try to get yourselves back on track. Try to get yourselves more attractive to American men. Get a reality check, because what's happening now is that more and more American men, on account of the emphasis by Mavis Leno and people like her on getting women less sexy because of the Taliban, more American men are having a difficult time achieving erection because the women are not as attractive.
So the fact that you say you're not alone.
I know there's other guys my age that cannot achieve erection because of the fact that women are not as good looking. If you put two and two.
Why would you blame the women, though? Okay, because
no, Mr. Henry, put two and two together. I'm sure if a woman is a double bagger, or I'm sorry, I don't mean to be cruel, but I mean if she's not good looking, how are you going to get erection? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. Some people think, fortunately, I don't have that problem, but I have a wife.
Well, but that's an unnatural state. I mean, in other words...
Why is that unnatural?
Well, you only have to have sex with one woman, and that's... I don't think that's what men should do. I think men should be multi... have multiple partners, but you've decided to do that.
Well, I mean, I've decided to do... That's my business. I really would rather not comment on my life, okay?
No, I'm just saying, most of us who are single are having a harder time to get erection because of... You have to deal with your own issues, Mr. Andrews.
I don't have any issues to deal with, man, okay? I'm married. I'm happily married. You're the guy who, in your own words, is having some sexual dysfunction because the women aren't good-looking enough. Because...
No, it's not the good-looking enough. It's they're not emanating the sexuality.
And you're blaming Mavis Leno's push to free the women of Afghanistan? I mean...
Well, it's a push to make women less sexy and more masculine, and I think that's wrong. I think it's very, very wrong. And I think it is pushing a lot of guys like me to do something that we don't want to have to do, but we are really without a choice. And for me to have to decide to go out and actually pick up girls that are underage is I don't want to have to do it, but I am a 28-year-old man at the peak of my sexuality. And
you're talking about going out and picking up underage girls. Because what? They're the only sexy ones left?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're going to have a problem, pal, because it's against the law.
No, only if the parents charge you with a crime. But you've got a lot of men out there, a lot of fathers out there that will fully understand.
Fully understand you picking up their 16-year-old daughter to have sex with.
When you look at some of the double bag material, some of the hang dog, you know, hang down your head, Tom Dooley kind of faces a lot of these women have. And there's only 102 women in the sexy book that I got.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. That guy just said something there that I don't think we can. Nobody's going to approve of that. What do you mean the fathers are going to understand? Chris Norton is with us. 1-800-449-8686. Sexual dysfunction among young American men because the women just aren't as sexy as they used to be. And that's because of Mavis Leno and people like her getting women to be more masculine, to be less, in tune with makeup and style. Chris, you realize that Mavis Leno's whole campaign was against the Taliban regime of Afghanistan, right?
No, I understand that.
Okay. Those guys were keeping their women down with burqas. They were keeping their women down with...
No, I understand that. But American women are taking that, and they think it applies to them, too. See, it's one thing to take a burqa off a woman and say, go out and get a job. It's another thing entirely to say, oh, and by the way, makeup, sass, dressing sassy, having sassy teddies and things like that, it's all bad.
Well, I don't know that Mavis Leno's saying that.
But she's sending that message, and as a result, American women are not as attractive, and the erection problems are going to continue.
I want you to comment on what you said.
Those burqa chicks are ultra natural, and now American chicks think that's cool. And I'm just saying, I don't know that that's right.
Well, the burqa ones are the Afghanistan ones.
Yes.
All right. You're going to go out and pick up underage girls.
Mr. Henry, the fathers are going to understand it.
You're going to go out and pick up underage girls.
Because that's the only choice we have left now. As a 28-year-old man, I do enjoy sass. And I do have a good time with my sexuality. But if the only thing that's left, the only pickings are slim, and the only thing that's left is some sweetness under the age of 18, what am I supposed to sit on the sidelines, just sit there chin wagging? I don't think so.
And the dads are going to understand? You are sadly mistaken, my friend.
No, the fathers understand what American men are going through. They're married. You're married, Mr. Henry. You have a wife. You're knocking one off every night.
And again, I don't want to talk about my life, and you're going to need to clean up your references a little bit.
No, but I mean, girls under the age of 18 are the only women, well, the only girls that know how to work it. Fathers know this, and as a result, I think that they would, if I respectfully did it, that they would not object.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. How do you respectfully ask a father, may I have sex with your 16-year-old daughter? Here is Tracy on the Phil Henry Show. Tracy?
Yes, hi.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Thank you. I just feel that you're missing the whole point of having... I hear some heavy breathing or something.
I'm sorry, I have a sinus problem. I'm very sorry.
Well,
okay,
back away from the phone or something.
I just feel that you're missing the whole point of having sex with somebody is not about their physical, it's being intimate with somebody and learning who they are and what they're about and becoming closer to them mentally.
Well,
if you're just looking at the physical, you're going to have a problem.
Well, Teresa, I appreciate it, but I have had sex with well over 1,000 women in my life.
I don't think that's anything to be proud of.
Well, I think I understand what gets women off.
Okay. But obviously the problem is you. You're not getting off.
Yeah,
that's your problem. Let's
get back to your problem, which you brought up. You're having a dysfunction problem.
Yeah. I'm not having the problem, though. It's the women.
I think that if you could find a woman that you could love and be intimate with, you would have a much better sexual experience than you've had with 1,000 women.
I don't know what
you're
talking
about. That one.
I don't understand.
What I'm saying is you've had sex with 1,000 women.
Yeah,
right? Over 1,000 women?
Yeah.
I'm saying if you fell in love and became intimate with...
Tracy, that's not a bad thing.
I'm not saying it is. What I'm saying is...
She's talking about love. She's talking about intimacy. Do you understand that?
No. What you don't understand, Tracy, I don't think you get either, Mr. Henry. I can't get erection. I can't sport wood not because of me. It's because the women are not good looking or they're not sexy.
I think that you're just putting that on women when it's actually something inside of you that you need to look into.
Have you seen the stuff, Meg, the 102 sexiest women in America? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, check it out and then tell me if you look anywhere like any of them.
Talking about me.
I'm just saying, if you do, if any American woman, these are women.
Which women are you talking about?
I'm talking about Drea DeMatteo. I'm talking about Katie Holmes. I'm talking about Shirley Manson. I'm talking about Amanda Peet. I'm talking about Jessica Simpson. These are the sexiest, hottest women on the TV today.
Okay.
And American women are nowhere near. And Mavis Leno, who is into baggy pants and glasses and hanging out with a lot of women from, you know, these dyke organizations and stuff.
That's not dyke organizations, man. It's a women's organizations, okay?
Thank you.
But she's straight, right? Isn't she straight?
I'm straight, yes.
No, is Mavis Leno straight?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, what's she dressed like? How come she dresses like a dyke? Why can't she be with makeup and look sexy?
Because that's her. She doesn't feel that she needs that.
She doesn't want to do that, okay?
Yeah, she doesn't have to because Jay Leno, she's got him hornswoggled. She's got him by the short and curlies. I don't want to happen to me, that's all.
You give men a bad name.
Men a bad name. Every man out there knows what I talk about.
Okay, but you're saying every father out there will fully understand you wanting to have sex with a 16-year-old daughter. And, I don't know.
Mr. Henry, again, I have been forced by Mavis Leno and the other women of America and the world who have decided to reject their sexuality. They have forced me and friends of mine, and I can count a lot of the guys who I talked to at the Rusty Pelican and TGIY Fridays, also Josh Slocum's in Newport Beach, any place, any of the quality single bars. I'm not talking about some of the meat markets now. I'm talking about the quality single bars in Southern California. They're all saying the same things. A lot of these women are double baggers. They're not as hot looking as they used to be. You take a look at how hot the sexiest women in the world are. American women don't even come up to that. And I'm saying we got to do something about that.
And doing something about that is what?
I'm saying either the American women start getting better looking and start paying more attention to their looks, or I have got to begin to consider dating women under the age of 18. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, that's just...
I just think that you're going to get into a lot of trouble.
I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is.
And you're going to have a lot of fathers upset with you.
I think I speak for a lot of American men when I say they would understand. If you have an erection problem and you need to find something sweet, and the only thing sweet's under the age of 18, what's a guy going to be upset with you about that?
If it's my daughter, yes, I'm going to be upset about it. Why doesn't he get that? Or maybe I'm the only one. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder, 28-year-old listener to our program and part of a kind of a respondent group of people on sexuality in America and just exactly how sexy are women. He says American women are not sexy at all. And he's having erection problems as a result. He wants to date your 16-year-old daughter. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Chris Norton. Chris is a telemarketer from Manhattan Beach. You are saying that you are sexually dysfunctional.
The last 2 weeks I've been sexually dysfunctional.
And you're blaming women?
Mr. Henry, I'm saying that the women have driven men to have sex with underage girls because they are not sexy anymore. And the fact that I have to try to have sex with underage girls is because I can't get erection with women that are of age. I'm sexually functional.
Dysfunctional?
That's right. And the whole reason for that is because if you look at some of these hanky tube baggers that are walking around, and I'm supposed to get all sport wood and be all that for them. You know, I'm just saying that.
You sound like you're in a panic, man. Just because you have this psychological problem.
I don't have no psychological problem.
Well, you're hanging this on women. You're not being able to perform sexually because women are all a bunch of baggy pants, natural-looking women because of Mavis Leno, man. Just is not ringing true with me. That's all I'm saying. And for you to say that you're going to have sex with some guy's underage daughter because she's hot-looking.
Well, I mean, who else is hot-looking? If you look at Stuff Magazine, top 102 women in the world.
Do you work for Stuff Magazine? Because you sure are plugging that issue. Go out and find that if you wouldn't mind, Craig, that stuff.
You check it out, Mr. Henry. You tell me if they're not the hottest-looking, sweetest-looking things going. I mean, I'm talking about Britney Spears is number one on the list, Amy Cobb, Rebecca Stamos, Lisa Lopez, Lisa Marie. They are hot.
All right. Do they turn you on?
What do you mean?
Well, let's just test this. You say that you're dysfunctional. When you look at them, do they turn you on?
I don't get turned on unless a woman's nude in front of me. Magazine, I'm beyond magazine pissers because I've been with over 1,000 women, like I said.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to some phone calls here. I got Chad. Go ahead, Chad. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. To the guy that's talking about going out and having sex with these underage girls.
Yeah,
okay,
that's only
because it sounds
because
to me like a personal problem. If you can't get an erection, okay. And I'm gonna tell you something. Yeah, I got a daughter myself, and you'd be one of those guys if you come up even in a respectful way and ask me if you could have sex with my daughter, I'd just soon blow your brains out.
Well, wait a second. How old is your daughter?
She's 14.
Well, I'm not going to ask for no 14-year-old.
No, you said anyone under 18.
Well,
okay?
But basically,
my attitude
I'm
is
cutting
this.
It off. You'll be, no, but Chad, I want to put your mind at rest. I'm cutting it off at 15.
How does that
feel? A minor is a minor.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
How does
under
that put
18
his...
still classifies as under 18.
That is true. And how does that put that man's mind at rest that you're cutting it off at 15?
He said his daughter's 14. I'm not going to be asking to have sex with his daughter.
Okay, so let's say it's a year. Let's say it's a year from now, and Chad's daughter is 15.
Then I would respectfully say, Chad, you know how hanky a lot of these women look nowadays. The Russian.
No, now there
I
disagree
problem.
With you. Okay. I mean,
can you
all women
that?
In this world are not unattractive.
Are you married?
No, I am not.
Okay.
Me and my wife are divorced.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know, whatever. I mean, that's. If you'd ask me, that's good for you, man. Because that means you can get out of the world and look at some of these hot women that are hot.
Well, I mean, my thing is you should not be going after a girl under 18 years old.
Do you get erection?
Don't ask
yes,
him.
Yes, I do.
Don't
all
ask him that.
Well,
that's why I say
standards.
It's a personal
I don't
problem
insult you,
if you
but
can't get an erection. And it's also a personal psychological problem that you got to go after somebody under 18.
But I'm saying I'd ask you for, is your daughter, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, is she hot?
I don't look at my daughter like that.
His daughter's
that,
14.
That, you shouldn't even be asking a man a question like that about his daughter. Because that just shows how sick-minded you
I'm
are.
I'm just trying to have respect. I don't want to be disrespectful. I want to know if she's hot.
Well, man,
well,
why, you wanna ask,
that
why are you asking a question
he's
like
a,
that?
You don't even have to answer it, Chad. 1-800.
So she's not hot.
Never mind. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. Back in a moment.
888-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
I got a copy here. If Chris, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I got a copy here of Stuff Magazine's 102 Sexiest Women in the World, and you are right. These are some gorgeous, gorgeous women.
You see what I'm talking about? I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
But you want every American woman to be this sexy?
Well, okay, so in other words, you're agreeing with me. You say American women are so hanky that
I didn't say American women are hanky. I said you want every I'm asking you, you want every American woman to look as hot here as like this Carmen Electra, Mandy Moore, Charlotte Ross, Kim Smith. These are some really fine, put-together, beautiful women.
But so you're agreeing with me that American women is hanky. And I'm saying that's why I can't get rection.
That's why you can't get rection.
I didn't say that.
Well, it sounds, sir, you've got a problem slurring your words. 1-800-449-8686. We go to Debbie. Debbie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Ms.
Yes,
Norton.
Ma'am.
I think you're a little misdirected here. I realize you have a sexual dysfunctional problem, but instead of trying to blame it on American women, you need to look at the problem you're having, which
no,
is,
see, that's
frankly, sir,
says.
You're a pedophile.
That's everybody's. No, I'm not a pedophile.
Oh, yes, you are, and you just don't realize
it. You don't know what a pedophile
is. Because if you weren't a pedophile, you wouldn't even dream of touching some young lady. And if you did that in the state of Florida, even with the father's permission, the state's attorney would charge you, and they would charge the parents.
Ma'am.
And the best thing that could happen to someone like you if you did that is if you got castrated.
I'll tell you right now, every American man, if she's sweet enough, would probably do some babe under 18. Okay.
Yeah,
well, I'd like to weigh in.
No, see, you don't even know what a pedophile is. A guy what likes little boys.
Listen, you can't even say anorexion. You don't know how to say. You say rection. You don't even know what a pedophile is.
No, I said rection.
Rection. Yeah, right. An erection. You need to speak proper English first of all. No wonder there's not good-looking women around you. That's your problem. None of the good-looking women want to hear you, obviously.
I'm starting to lose my temper a little bit.
Well, I mean, the lady's she's hitting the nail on the head here.
I have as many as 7 girlfriends at one time, man. I don't need
Yeah, and they're probably all dogs, because that's the only kind of person that would hang around with someone like you.
No, all you got to do is look at Stuff Magazine,
100%
women.
That's why you're panting over a magazine, because you can't find a real woman that wants to be with you.
The women that I go out with are all like Pamela Anderson.
Well, then why can't you get it up, man?
Because of the fact that...
I thought they were all so wonderful, like Pamela Anderson. You can't get it up.
I don't sleep with them all the time. I'm not... I'm not mononymous with them. I have different girlfriends.
You can't get it up, so they must be all dogs.
My dysfunction on
account
of my rectum...
That's your theory
there. You know why you're angry? Because you probably are a two-bagger.
I'm not angry. I'm laughing.
No, you're a two-bagger.
No, I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Because obviously you can't get it up because the girlfriends you're with might be two baggers, whatever the heck that means.
No, they've all gone natural. Like a two bagger means I need two baggers.
You're reduced to looking at pictures in magazines.
My bedroom doors
and dreaming about little girls.
No, my bedroom doors are
revolving
doors.
You're a pedophile.
All these chicks that have gone natural like you. Hey, Debbie, if you shave the hair under your arms, maybe.
Sweetie, not for you. I wouldn't shave anything.
Yeah, shave that muff.
Okay, man, that's it, all right?
Friggin' treasure trail.
That's it. Where's line two? Where's line two? Where's line two? Where's line two? Are you listening to me? Where's line two? Why don't I not, do I not have line two? What happened to my line two? Let's go over here to Jay. Jay, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Go ahead.
Are you mad or something, Mr. Henry?
I'm just looking for I had line two I was going to next to, and it's jammed. Go ahead.
All right. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine.
All right. Number one, I appreciate you taking my call. Anyway.
How you doing?
I think the dude's got a problem.
Hey,
you know,
man, I got no problem, okay? I got women coming through my room looking like Book Burke. Or Jamie Presley, okay?
Well, what I don't understand is you said you got 7 girlfriends, and you got a problem getting it up.
No, man,
I'm 32 years old.
I don't go with the same girl. I go out with new girls all the time, and the new ones are getting natural looking, and they're getting too bag. Don't you understand?
I'm 32 years old. You say you're 28. And I'm 32 years old, and I have no problem at all.
Hey, man, I'm not talking
and
about
the women, the women
hey, dude,
of America.
Dude, what,
the women
what,
of America.
What do you go out with?
Looking women.
What do you go out with?
Who do I go out with?
No, what do you go out with?
What do I go out with? Women.
Okay.
Yeah,
great. So that means you go out with, like, Roseanne Barr or something, or just because you, you know, have got lowered expectations.
Women, I mean, they're like, most of them's 5'9", 5'10", 100, 120
okay,
pounds.
So they're professional wrestlers, dude. Are they women, or are they
just let the guy describe them, okay?
No, they're women. I mean,
hey, man,
you think
I don't
a woman
just go out
5'9",
with,
or 5'10", don't weigh but 100 or 120 pounds,
hey,
you know?
Dude,
and
dude, I'm talking about women.
34
you guys,
tops. And,
okay, Jay, listen
yes,
to me.
Sir.
Okay, I go out with really good-looking women because I'm really good-looking. I'm not talking about somebody you meet down at the diner. I'm not talking about somebody you meet down at a truck stop. But I can't
well,
get erection.
I mean, I'm not talking about
erection.
That either.
I can't get erection because most of the women I'm seeing these days are the ones that you go out with. That's lowering my expectations.
No, you're wrong there.
That's lowering my expectations. That's lowering my expectations.
You're wrong there,
but no,
if you
went
out with some of the women
listen
I went
this
out
conversation
with, you would have no problem.
No. If I go out with the women you go out with, I couldn't get erection.
Yeah, I think
you know,
good.
Are you listening to this conversation?
Well, who's talking?
I am the host.
Oh, I was talking to Jay.
Yes, sir.
Jay, dude.
Yes, sir.
Dude, I'm glad you're happy, but the women that you go out with, I couldn't get erection.
Will you stop it with erection? Just stop it with the word, okay?
I think his problem is he must live in the wrong town. I drive through a lot of different cities.
If guys like you make it tough for guys like me, you guys get erections from watching Lassie. I'm talking about...
Okay, man. Let me go over here to Charles on the Phil Henry Show. Charles, go ahead.
Yes,
I'm not kidding, man.
Go ahead, Charles.
Yes, I'm talking about the gentleman that called in and said he's having a dysfunctional sexual with older women. You know, the boy needs to get a life. If he come to my door wanting to have sex with my daughter,
wait,
I'd be
sorry.
Like a gentleman before. I'd blow his damn brains out.
Who says
out
that I want to have sex with your daughter?
Huh?
How old's your daughter?
Well, regardless how old my daughter would be, you damn sure wouldn't have sex because I'd blow your damn brains out.
That's against the law.
Yeah, well, you know, having sex with a child under 18 is a damn against the law, too.
Well, technically, yeah, but you know as well as I do, some of them about 17, 16, they're sweet. I mean...
Yeah, but you know what?
Let me ask something, Charles, and I don't mean no disrespect, okay? Does your daughter give you wood at all? Or
don't answer that question, Charles. That's an insulting...
Yeah, that is.
No, did you sport wood at all when you see your daughter?
Okay, that's an insulting question.
Yeah. Why? Why is that insulting?
Let me tell you one thing. You know, just to ease my mind, I'd be frank and open and honest with everybody on the radio in daylight or dark.
All right, we had to dump that. We had to dump the F-bomb that...
All I asked was, does his daughter give him wood?
Yeah, I heard you, you moron. Good, sweet, feathery lord. 1-800-449. We had to dump both callers because of certain expletive words. One of them started with the letter F and ended, well, never mind. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
What do you want? What do you want?
Mr. Henry, I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of chicks were afraid to call. That's because they're feeling totally guilty because they know they've given me and millions of other guys erection problems.
And they have not.
They have. And I think you have to face it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got a carton of cigarettes I want to take over to Seal Beach High because they're just letting out and all the girls are like...
Okay, never mind. Ooh, my headphones are all weirded out here, man. Yeah, there it is. That's much better. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget the Phil Henry website, philhenryshow.com. What are we putting up on the website tomorrow? Because you know that that was me doing the voice of Chris Norton, and all the people that called in were real people that thought Chris was real. You're going to put Charles? Okay, Charles, you're going to be on the website tomorrow. Debbie is also going to be on the website as our special flashback clip. But the Charles, we love the second half of the Charles call when he said that he would blow Chris's effing head off. It's just something so powerful and so marvelously exclamatory and purging about that word. Yes, of course, everyone uses it, and perhaps it is reaching to the lowest common denominator to use words like that, but they are exclamatory and they are extremely purging. And when he said he was going to blow Chris's effing head off if he ever came near his 12-year-old daughter, it was a beautiful, beautiful moment. How many times have you felt like doing that to Chris? Some slinking, oily, shoe-shined hair, all the rings in his ears, got a tat on his neck. No, no, no offense, Chris, but not you, Chris Pelton. I'm talking to Chris Norton. He's a guy that haunts all of those sort of, you know, those wannabe chic restaurant bars. Cut-off biking gloves. He's got cut-off bike gloves that he drinks his drink with. He's got the cut-off bike gloves, and he stands there. There's probably got to be women listening right now who could describe Chris Norton to a T. There's got to be women right now, single women, that go into those places, the rum and coke, the rum and coke drinking places, and the skip and go naked, please. And what do you ladies want?
Sex on a beach.
Okay. And he's still sort of wearing the Axl Rose do-rag on his head. I would love for women to call right now and describe the Chris Norton prototype, the guy that we just heard. He's a guy who's... Is he still wearing spandex bike shorts? Is he walking into the bar? Has he got... He's sort of got the cowboy boot thing still going on with the pants tucked in. And maybe he's got the Axl Rose hair. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. We'd have women call in to describe Chris, but we don't have any women listening to the show, so we'll just have to pretend. See, when I lived here is where I first saw Chris Norton. I was living in Orlando, Florida. Yes, you heard me right, Orlando, Florida in the 1970s. I started my radio career there. I worked for BJ 105. What's that tell you? And I started at BJ 105. And I had friends, and we were sort of transplanted Californians. We were living in Orlando at a time when there was a very big building boom and there was a population boom going on down there. Disney World had just been built. All kinds of new homes, all kinds of those new singles apartment complexes going up. Racquetball clubs going up. Everybody with a special. Everybody with a move-in. Pay first month's rent. Get last month's free. Get your deposit. No security deposit required. Live with all of the hip and wonderful young people of America. The racquetball clubs, you know. And the racquetball. I never got into racquetball. My friend, sometimes, you want to go play racquetball? No. What do you mean racquetball? Well, how about handball? No. I don't want to do any ball bouncing off of a wall. Is that all right with you? Hey, I know. Let's go down to the prize fight club and I'll kick your ass. How about that? Let's go down to Mickey Rourke's joint on the beach and I'll just beat your ass. And then you can buy me beers. That sounds pretty good. Okay, let's go. And I'm living down there and we're going into places like the Americana Racquet Club on a Friday night to watch whatever band they had. And there were bars up and down Colonial Drive and all the guys with the... And this was the 70s, so many people, especially young people, think the 70s was just wall-to-wall disco. That is absolutely not true. Nothing could be further from the truth. There were only about 3 years of disco during the 70s. The rest of it was fairly passable and at times brilliant rock and roll. Some of it was Southern rock. I did not like that music, and I still don't. Some of it was the Eagles, which, frankly, I wasn't totally in love with their stuff either. And Jethro, you know what I'm talking about. In other words, crap. But there was a lot of rock and roll, and there was a lot of bar hopping, and the sexual revolution just taking place, so there was a whole lot of sex. Not for me, you'll understand, because I couldn't get my act together until I was till AIDS came in, and then finally I knew how to pick up women. Yeah, this is great. I finally got my act together, and AIDS had hit. All through the 70s, when everything was clean, if I was dead, I couldn't attract a female fly. But finally the 80s hit, I got into my 30s, I got my line down, I got my clothes down, I got my car down, AIDS. All right, let me go to Anne here, or Anna. Hi. Anna?
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing very well.
Welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
Thanks.
Welcome to Coast to Coast with Phil Henry.
So women do listen occasionally.
What's that, dear?
I said women do listen occasionally.
Yeah, I know. I know. Thanks.
Yeah. the Chris Norton of the 2000s now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, how would you describe him? The mullet.
Oh, the mullet?
The mullet
cats
haircut.
Are still wearing the mullet.
Yeah, horrible mullets. And now it's the baggy pants, you know, with their boxer showing, and, you know, white people, you know, want to dress like black people, and black people want to dress like white people, and they have the worst pickup lines ever.
You mean the Fred Durst look? So what pickup lines?
Hey, baby, how do I get to your digits?
How do I get to what?
How do I get your digits?
How do I get to your
number?
How do I get to your digits? Okay.
Horrible.
That's pretty good. How do I get to you? Hey, how do I get to your digits? Oh, you mean this one here? You just throw the middle finger up right then. Here's a digit.
And then the worst is when you politely decline their offer to have a drink with them and they still won't leave you alone. They're like, well, you think you're too good for me?
You know, some things never change the way some guys are.
Yeah,
that's the way a lot of guys are.
Yeah, so you just have to learn to deal with it.
All right, Anna, thanks a lot.
Right, thanks,
hon. Bye. She's a real party girl. All right. She's been brutalized by too many nights and too many bars. What is that about when she says, bug off, you guys are hanging around? Hey, you're ugly. Do you understand? You're ugly, you smell, or you're just not her style. She doesn't want to be around you, you dumbass. Move away, get lost, leave her alone. This idea of harassing women, chasing them down, not leaving them alone. She says, look, I don't want to live with you anymore. I don't want to be with you anymore. I don't want you around anymore. You've cheated on me too many times. Oh, come on, baby. I'll never do it again. Just leave her the hell alone. I think women ought to just, you know, when you got that boyfriend that is harassing you, I think there ought to be a service you can call. And you don't have to give your name. You just give the name of the guy. And then we can go out there and you just a nice... You know what you do is you take an axe handle or a baseball bat to both knees. And that's the end of that. Now you think, am I being too violent? Well, read the newspapers. What do you think these guys do to these women? They won't leave them alone. Next thing you know, you got a shooting in a freaking office building someplace. You might as well take an axe handle to that guy's kneecaps. Or, you know, just kind of crack the middle of his back. Oops, wheelchair. Oh, well. He'll get the message. Here's the thing you do if you're being bothered by a guy. You let everybody, as many people as you can, know about it. And let everybody know what his name is. That means that everyone knows who this asshole is. And there is a less likely chance of anything happening, okay? Just a little tip from Phil's book on how to kick assholes' asses. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry.